Hello, tally-ho, and welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan. Tally-ho.
Well, it sounds like hunting music, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Well, we've been listening to a concerto for two horns, written by the composer Bjorn Antonin Roessler.
That's spelled R-O-E-S-S-L-E-R, I should point out.
Thank you. And he came to fame in the 18th century as Antonio Rossetti. But now he's known as František Antonín Roessler Rossetti.
And he's probably best known, as we mentioned in an earlier show, as the composer of the Requiem that was played at Mozart's funeral mass here in Prague.
That's right, and it was attended by thousands of people, unlike in Vienna. And although this recording is on a modern French horn, you can hear from the style of the music that, at the time, the horn hadn't strayed far from its roots as a hunting horn.
And so in what ways does the modern horn differ from the horn of Roessler's day?
Well, the natural horn, which is the old one, was made of a single length of tubing, curled around into a circle and with a bell at the end. And it could be only played in one key. And the player manipulated pitch by variations in lip tension. And they still do that today. But modern horns have valves which change the length of the tubing and hence the pitch. So the modern horn can be played in all keys. And interestingly enough, the modern horn is actually two horns or lengths of tubing joined together, one for low notes and one for high notes.
And the music we heard at the top of the program was from a new 2-CD set issued by Supraphon with compositions for 2 and 3 horns. And they're performed by the brothers Zdeněk and Bedřich Tilšar, both of whom were longtime members of the Czech Philharmonic. And these are recordings from various periods over several decades. Sadly, Zdeněk Tilšar passed away last year, but his brother is still alive. And I think that this CD is rather a fine tribute to his life's work.
It is indeed. Now let's listen now to a recording from 1977, the slow movement from a concerto for two horns and orchestra by one Josef Fiala. And I would like to point out that in those days, there was a different ideal of horn tone, which you may be able to hear if you listen to a lot of horn music. It was a different ideal in Russia and Central Europe than in the West. And this is a fine example of that. An excerpt from Josef Fiala's Concerto for Two Horns and Orchestra. And Josef Fiala, who lived from 1748 to 1816, was one of the legions of Bohemian composers active in present-day Germany in the 18th century.
And now let's move on to something very different. We have a CD of music for children's choir written by the highly distinguished contemporary Czech composer Petr Eben. That's spelled E-B-E-N.
It's called O milé dítky, or Dear Little Children, and it's performed by the Zvoneček, or Little Bell, choirs of the City of Prague Music School. It says here that there are over 200 children aged 4 to 15 in the various choirs. Let's listen to Mr. Eben's Bílé a růžové peřiny, which means white and pink featherbed quilts, as sung by the older children. Oh, that's lovely. Let's listen to another one. Here's one sung by the younger children called Křepelenka, which means little quail.
Petr Eben's Křepelenka, performed by one of the children's choirs from the City of Prague Music School. The disc seems to have been issued privately by the choir, although it should be available through the website cdmusic.cz.
Well, I'd love to hear more of that, but let's turn now to the Smetana Trio and their recent disc on the Superfon label of trios by Dvořák, Martinů and Fibich.
And I think we ought to listen to some Fibich, because it's quite a long while since we've heard anything by him. Many of our listeners will recall that he's best known for his melodramas, or music for narrator and orchestra.
To put him in context a little bit, his dates were 1850 to 1900, which is pretty easy to remember.
And we'll leave today with the slow movement of his trio for piano, violin and cello in F minor from 1872. But first, as usual, I'll give you our address. That's Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. And of course, you can also send us an email to english@radio.cz. And you can find out more about the music we've been playing on our website at www.radio.cz. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.